Hello and welcome to Big Seas Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Big Seas Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be a juxtaposition of recordings by Bill Haig and his Cobs and by bands that include Bix. Specifically, what I'm going to do is play the same tune first by the band of Bill Haig and then by a band that includes Bix. I will also include one tune that features Frankie Trumbauer. We have been discussing in the Bixography Forum recordings in which Frank Trumbauer shows the high quality of his playing, and Hans suggested that I play Do I Hear You Sing, which I will in the middle of the program. And if I have time at the end, I will have a track by one of the modern bands. Okay. Well, let's get started with the music. The first tune that I want to play is Tain't So, Honey, Tain't So. It's a tune composed by Willard Robison, and this is a recording by Bill Haig from September of 1928 in Chicago. The liners for the Paramount Hot Dance Obscurity CD that I'm using here tell us that Bill Haig was on banjo and guitar and directing, probably Bob Hope on trumpet, unknown trombone, probably Harold Thiel or John Thiel on clarinet and alto sax, unknown tenor sax, unknown bass sax, unknown violin, unknown piano, unknown brass bass, and unknown drums. The vocal is by Frank Wells. I will follow that recording with another recording of the same tune, Tain't So, Honey, Tain't So. This is Paul Whiteman on June 10, 1928. The musicians in the band are Charles Margulis, Eddie Finder, Big Spiderbeck on trumpet and cornet, Boyce Cullen, Willard Hall, Bill Rank on trombone, Chester Hazlett on alto sax, bass clarinet, Charles Strickfaden on tenor sax baritone, Rube Crozier, alto sax bassoon, Roy Redmire, on tenor sax, baritone, clarinet. Irving Friedman on tenor sax or clarinet. Frank Trombauer on C melody and bassoon. Kurt Dieterle, Misha Russell, Matty Malnek, Mario Perry on violin, Roy Bargey on piano, Min Lee Brook on brass bass, Mike Trafficante on string bass, Mike Pingitori on banjo, and George Marsh on drums. And this is from the biography of Paul Whiteman by Don Reno, and Don Reno writes, Chalice's arrangement of this inspirational Robinson song for the Whiteman Orchestra features Bix at his very best. Crosby opens the record in the key of A, backed by three saxophones. He enters with no introduction whatsoever, very unusual on a recording in those days. Bix comes in for four bars, and then the band modulates to E flat. And then he goes on describing the record. He says at the end, "What a pity that no alternate takes are still extant. His variations," by that he means, I guess, Bix's, "on this solo would make enjoyable listening." Tramp plays a somewhat clumsy hot bassoon solo, which is followed by a straight trombone solo by Rank. Okay, so here is "Tain So, Honey Tain So," two versions, the first by Bill Hay, the second by Paul Whiteman with Bix. Both versions recorded in 1928.
Meet a friend of mine, old Aunt Phoebe Law. She known to everyone for miles around. She will help you when friends forsake you and troubles bear you down. For those who come her way are blessed when they hear her say, "Tain't so, honey, tain't so." Spoke to the Lord and the Lord said, "No, tain't so, honey, tain't so. Tain't so, honey, tain't so. Tomorrow will bring something good, I know, tain't so. I mean, it just ain't so. Makes no difference what your problem may be. Just look up, brother, and I'm sure you will see. Tain't so, honey, tain't so. The devil said yes, but the Lord said no. Tain't so, honey, tain't so."
I must disagree with Rainer. I don't think that bassoon solo by Frank Trombauer was clumsy. I liked it. And what a difference in orders of magnitude between the two versions. Weidman is immeasurably superior in all respects than Bill Haig's version, although I must say I enjoy that version too, with the nice trumpet work by Bob Pope and a little bit of bass saxophone there. Okay, let's go to the next tune. This is "A Good Man Is Hard to Find," and Bob Haig recorded this tune in September of 1928 in Chicago. The composition of the band is the same as that for the recording of "Tain't So, Honey, Tain't So," and with the exception that instead of a bass saxophone, there is a bass clarinet, and the vocal is by Diana Dell. We'll follow that with the Frank Trombauer's version of the same tune, "A Good Man Is Hard to Find." This was recorded on October 25th, 1927. The legendary recording session, Andrew commented on this in the Bixography Forum just a couple of days ago. The personnel in this band is Bix on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Don Murray on clarinet, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Frank Signorelli on piano, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, Frank Trombauer on C melody, Charles Peewee Russell on clarinet, tenor sax, Eddie Lang on guitar, Joe Benuti on violin. So let's listen then to two versions of A Good Man is Hard to Find. First Bill Haig in 1928, and then Frank Trombauer and his orchestra with Bix in 1927. Let me interrupt here because I found this a very interesting recording. Note that for most of the recording we have single instruments playing, except at the end when there is a little bit of ensemble work. Also, I would like to note how lovely the vocal by this Diane Dell is. Terrific. Well, let's continue with the music now.
Mm-hmm.
She can tell that Bill Hay got his idea of playing a good man is hard to find by individual musicians taking turns. Trombard's version also does that, except at the end when they enormously accelerate the tempo and the whole band comes together. Also, another thing that needs to be noted is that the beginning, there is a little bit of an interlude of a composition by Debussy. Okay, now I would like to turn to the recording that Hans asked me to play here. It's Do I Hear You Say? Do I Hear You Saying? Recorded, let me see, on April 24, 1928, by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, with a huge number of musicians there. I'm not going to read them all. I will simply say this is what Reno writes here. This is a good treatment of the Rodgers and Hart tune from the show Present Arms, with a terrific hot chorus by Trumbauer. So let's listen then to Do I Hear You Saying, Paul Whiteman with Bix, not very prominent, but Trumbauer in a good hot solo, 1928.
Thank you.
forgot to mention that the vocal there was by Crosby, Rinker, and Gaylor. And again, I'm not sure I agree with Don Reno. I'm not sure it was a hot solo. I agree with Hans, it was a great solo. In fact, it has, to my ear anyway, a lot of Dixian tone there, and I wouldn't describe it as hot, in fact. Okay, let's continue with our juxtaposition of recordings by Bill Haig and by bands that include Bix. The next number that I want to play is High Up on a Hill Top, recorded by Bill Haig in Chicago in October of 1928. He's playing banjo guitar, he's directing, and it has probably Bob Pope on the trumpet, probably Rex Downing on trombone, probably Harold Thiel or John Thiel on clarinet, alto sax. There is a piano, a brass bass, drums. The vocal here is by Frank Wells. I will follow that with the Frank Trombauer version of the same tune, High Up on a Hilltop, recorded on October 5th, 1928, with Bix on cornet, Charles Margulis on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Irving Freeman on clarinet or alto sax, Frank Trombauer on C melody, alto sax, Rue Crozier on baritone sax, bassoon, and let's see, Wilbur Hall on guitar, Lenny Hayton on piano, and it shows here an unknown drum. This discography is from the Bix Restored series. I'll look up the other discographies and see what the drummer is assigned there. So, let's listen then to two versions of High Up on a Hilltop. First, Bill Haig, then Frank Trombauer with Bix, both records made in 1928.
Twinkling howdy to a setting sun. Duff, Pitcher, Little Jack and Jill, running down the hill to meet me. And there's my little lady fair, waiting for her share of joy. Hand in hand together, happy as can be. High up on a hilltop, that's heaven to me.
I forgot to mention that the vocal in the Trumbauer recording of High on a Hilltop is Charles Gaylor. Probably this is the worst vocal in any of Bix's recordings. But aside from that, the record is pretty good. Okay, let's continue with this juxtaposition. The next number will be You Took Advantage of Me, recorded by Bill Hayd in October 1928. The composition of the band is exactly the same as that for High Up on a Hilltop, except that the vocal here is by Diane Dell. I will follow that with a Paul White Band recording of the same tune, You Took Advantage of Me, a Richard Rogers Lawrence Hart composition. This was recorded on April 25th, 1928. The vocalists are Bing Crosby, Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylor, and Austin Skin Young. I'm not going to give you the complete composition of the band. I will simply read what Don Reno says about this record. He says, "This is a record that will always be remembered for the delightful, whimsical chase sequence between Bix and Tram, who trade riffs back and forth. Bix takes the lead, Trumbauer to top his hot licks." Well, I should reread that. Bix takes the lead, daring Trumbauer to top his hot licks. And in fact, I think I wrote in the Bixography forum that indeed Trumbauer comes up to the challenge. So let's listen then to end this segment on juxtapositions. "You took advantage of me, first by Bill Haig, then by Paul Whiteman with Bix, both recordings from 1928.
You're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You cook my goose, cause you took advantage of me. Cause I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. The salt of something awful each time you go, but much worse when you're near. Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a baby arms where you're concerned. So lock the door, call me yours, cause you took advantage of me. Thank you.
all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. Oh, you made your kill, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm just like an apple on a bottle, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You cook my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. Suffer something awful each time you go, much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me yours, 'cause you took advantage of me.
Elbow from my ear. Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, a nice recording. And indeed, Frank does come up to the challenge that Bix presents him. And in fact, it turns out that this program was very much into Trumbauer. There was a lot of Trumbauer in most of the recordings that I played. And this is very pertinent because we had this very nice thread in the Bixography forum discussing the contributions of Frank Trumbauer and his best recordings, or at least the favorite recordings of people who write in the forum. Okay, now I'm going to turn to the modern musicians. Some time ago we had a thread on modernistic or avant-garde jazz, perhaps. That's one way to call it, but avant-garde in the sense of the 1920s. People who in the 1920s were playing advanced arrangements and had new and forward ideas. Well, it turns out that Paul, one of the frequent contributors to the forum, has a CD, Paul and His Gang, Modernistic Jazz of the 20s. This is HHCD number 107, and it was recorded on April 21st, 2001 for tracks 110 of the CD, and April 22nd, 2001 for the remaining 18 to 19 tracks at the Malmö Jazz Institute in Sweden. And it has a number of Bix recordings, or recordings in which Bix played, and a few in which Bix did not play. In this particular recording, and in the liners, Paul writes, "The expression that we have chosen in the title of this CD merits an explanation. We are not a bunch of post-beboppers trying to modernize granddaddy's music, nor trying to get further into jazz history, which, with a band of one type and instrumentation, could at best result in heavy versions of Monk and Gillespie. No, this is just Paul and His Gang going on its 10th year of pursuing musical happiness, and in doing so it happened that another door was opened, a door leading to yet another of the many fascinating areas of original jazz. Nor that it was a new discovery. Humpty Dumpty, for example, was on the very first record that I bought in my life, which is about halfway between Bix's tragic death in 1931 to the present. Although it was not until we returned from the Bix Festival organized by Phil Pospicala near Chicago, and after a visit to Davenport, that we arrived at the point of actually playing this kind of material. At the time of their record release, tunes that musicians, composers themselves baptized humorously to Crazy Cat and Three Blind Mice were given a more pretentious presentation, like a tone poem in slow rhythm and a rhythmic theme in advanced harmony. And why not? This is a far cry from the kind of routine playing that made specialists in later jazz styles often disregard early jazz as Dixieland, under quotes, and consider it primitive regarding the use of simple harmonies and non-complex rhythm. This CD is dedicated to the Crazy Cats of the 20s, who felt free to experiment, stretched boundaries and furnished us with those everlasting musical delights. Bix, Tram, Venuti, Dang, Robinson and Carmichael, to mention a few. Very well said. All right, from this CD, then I have chosen Manhattan Rag as the number to play. The band consists of Paul Boccioloni, Strandberg, and Marie-Christine Kiki Desplat on cornet, Dimitri Markiewicz on trombone, Lark Eric Ström on clarinet and alto sax, Sven Bjerstedt on piano, Dennis Johnson on banjo, and Jonas Eilert on sousaphone. So here is Paul and his gang, or here are Paul and his gang, in the year 2001. Excellent tune by Hoagy Carmichael and all the musicians in the band, in Paul and his gang, do justice to the tune and do a very nice presentation of a modernistic 1920s arrangement of this beautiful Carmichael's tune. Well, let's get back to Bix now.
Thank you.
have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.